Upon touching it, I felt slight pins and needles in my skin which felt very pleasant. When I put my entire hand on the wall, I felt that the pins and needles acted differently on its surface as if they were acting in waves. I could almost say this was a live communion. It was a sort of organic link that was created, spontaneously and without difficulty. Ao, the thin film is somehow inserted into the shallow layer of the rock, but it is amazing that it exists this way and it still manifests itself after an enormous period of time has passed since the construction of the occult chamber. Their technology is truly amazing. A Caesar was then called by Lieutenant Nakohara, who wanted to consult him concerning a problem. As for myself, I had somehow managed to clarify the aspects that intrigued me from the very beginning, so I directed my attention towards the whole chamber. I needed a lot of self-countenance and control because the surprises were huge. Even if it was not as great and imposing as the projection chamber, there were less objects as reference points. The occult chamber still radiated a special mystery, an enigma which was almost impossible to understand. I could not TMT state clearly what gave me that feeling. Maybe it was the fact that it was smaller and, in comparison with the projection chamber which Ayer breathed in its greatness, this one was more condensed. Maybe it was due to the specific field radiated by the objects in the chamber, or maybe it was because of the nearness to the Great Pyramid and the Sphinx, and because, according to the holographic projection of Aidna TMS computer, it was approximately the same distance from both of them. Even if I was already sort of accustomed with mysteries revealed and huge surprises which contradict all that is known by our society and even by the logic of modern science, I felt a pressure by something in the occult chamber that is indefinable, and this enigmatic pressure gave me a feeling of deep nostalgia which I could not understand. This state was similar to the one I felt during our journey through the tunnel. From this, I drew the conclusion that there probably was an energy link, a similar subtle print, between the tunnel and the occult chamber. I was looking thoughtfully at the entire chamber. Even if there were not many objects inside, the chamber still seemed somehow a in the middle. I noticed a perfect scale copy of the cylinder on the pedestal from the projection chamber. There were the same kind of steps, the same construction of the cylinder in half, and approximately the same inner installation with a metal band upon which I saw something that looked like special sensors which were most probably made of crystals. That was as far as I could tell from the distance. I climbed the five steps of the pedestal and looked carefully inside the dummy cylinder. It had a base support of about 70 centimeters which was obviously meant to sit on. The whole device was conceived for easy use by a human being of average height, but its use was still unknown to me. I then got off the pedestal and stopped in front of something that shocked me from the very moment I entered the room, but which I avoided going to immediately in order to have time to get accustomed to everything. Approximately 2 meters away from the cylinder in the center of the occult chamber, a bit to its MGHT and floating in the air, there was a platform made of a yellow metal which I supposed was gold. The platform was not too big, and I estimated that its surface was about 2 square meters. It was more long than wide and looked very much like a surfboard. It was not thick, and I don't TMT think it was any thicker than 3 centimeters. It was so well polished that it shined brightly from certain angles. On the upper side, a rectangular surface was engraved which left a space of about 10 centimeters to the sides and about 50 centimeters to what I interpreted as the AF front of the platform. At the backer side, the rectangle also left a distance of approximately 10 centimeters. The only accessory of the platform was a dark blue crystal in the shape of a pyramid which was encrusted symmetrically from the sides of the platform in the free area which had a surface of about half a meter from the rectangular surface to the front limit. I touched that amazing object which I suppose had been levitating for thousands of years in the same position. It tilted a bit, obviously opposing resistance to my pressure. Encouraged by the result, I sat on the object which looked like a high chair because the platform levitated at approximately 1 meter from the stone floor. Even with all my weight, it remained exactly in the same position, but I immediately felt a dull and extremely fine vibration coming from inside it. I was so delighted with my new discovery that I started pressing my weight harder against the platform, sitting both on my back and bending in front in order to see how it reacted. I noticed that, when I pressed all my weight against it, the metal plate seemed to tilt slightly. Eventually, I stood up on the platform, looking triumphantly at the chamber. Caesar had just finished the discussion with the two lieutenants and was heading towards me, laughing. "Ao late a TMSC. Do you know what a tar TMS made for?" A he asked. "Ao it think a tar TMS a means of traveling," A I answered. "Ao see no other purpose. Ao exactly. It RTMS a simple anti-gravity vehicle. Instead of moving by bike or on foot, you use this golden platform. Actually, our analysis showed that only a portion, which is about 4 millimeters thick, is made of a special golden alloy. RTMS another layer, made of a metal we'd only a TMT know, which is about 1 millimeter thick. The rest seems to be empty inside. And, of course, RTMS this crystal which represents the main piece of the ensemble. A in principle, I could see that things were not so complicated. B. Imaginary cross-section of the anti-gravity platform, showing the metal layers according to the description provided by Caesar Brad. "Ao okay, and how does it work? ATM?" I asked, with impatience. Amused, Caesar explained that, even though the piece was relatively simple from the point of view of its construction for modern men, it was quite complicated to use it. "Ao this was a matter which we worked hard on for many hours during the last expedition. At first, we thought that something was missing and that there had to be an auxiliary element. After a while, I asked myself if there was a more subtle link between the person who uses the platform and its vibrational frequency, modulated by the crystal. I remember that the remarkable builders who created all this used to include in their amazing technology the purely human element, the consciousness of the being, which in this world is mostly expressed by the condition and activity of the mind. This is why I sought to tune into it, to connect to the specific vibration of the crystal. I only had to focus my mind a little on the crystal and the platform reacted with promptitude. It then started to vibrate in a special way. The movement was then directed with no effort by the power of my mind, which had to remain focused. Ao, but what happens otherwise? A I asked, hesitating. Ao, does the platform crash on the ground? Ao, no, it does not TMT crash, but it slows down and then stops in the air. It RTMS the best signal that you have to direct your thoughts in order to continue the movement. This is also the means to obtain the speed you want. It seems that this crystal was reconfigured and set from an energetic point of view on certain frequencies so that it may ease the process of interaction with the human mind, and the movement is thereby facilitated. Anyway, it does not TMT come from this planet. I swallowed hard. Nervous, I finally asked the question that had been on my mind for a long time but which I lacked the courage to ask, even if I had enough proof to give myself an answer. "Ao, tell me, those who have built all this did they come from somewhere else, from outer space?" A for a few moments, we both were silent. Everything seemed frozen in time. Caesar then answered clearly, looking straight into my eyes. "Ao can tell you almost for sure that they are a very advanced extraterrestrial civilization who wanted to help mankind very much. Anyway, during those immemorial times, the populations of our planet were very different from the ones of our days, and the geological structure of the planet was also different. It RTMS almost impossible to make a comparison with modern times. Back then, the problem was addressed in a completely different manner. Ao, did they come from an unknown solar system? Are they the ones who collaborate with the occult world government? Ai asked with innocence. Ao, no, not even by far. The difference between them and the extraterrestrial civilizations with which the Americans have concluded a kind of agreement is about the same as the difference between Homo sapiens and Homo erectus. What a TMS even more troubling is that they are not from our galaxy but from a galaxy which is very far away. It surely is listed in the Astronomer CTM catalog, but I haven't TMT managed to identify it with Sir Tainty yet. Ao, wait a minute, I said, in a hurry. Ao, how do you know all this? I knew that they left no proof of their origin or aspect. Ao, TMS true, but meanwhile, we have discovered this device, A said Caesar, showing me the pedestal on which the semi-transparent cylinder was placed. I was astonished and could not TMT understand anything. Ao, okay, but I know a TMS a replica of the great cylinder in the projection chamber. You did not TMT know the purpose of that cylinder there. You only assumed it might be a mental amplifier. Ao, TMS true. 2 years ago, we did not TMT know the purpose of the huge cylinder in the projection chamber. But this one island built for our height. I could not TMT wait to find out the purpose of that complicated equipment. Ao, later TMS call it a time travel machine. Ao, his words made me shiver. From the bottom of my whole being, I already imagined with an extraordinary rapidity the countless possibilities to find out the essential historical truths and, why not, even the future ahead of us. I became so excited that I could not TMT stop asking questions, and I wanted an immediate answer for each question. Compared to this new revelation, every other object in the occult chamber had suddenly faded in importance. Amused by my childish behavior, Caesar hardly managed to make me relax. PLL, tell you about some of the time projections I accomplished with the help of this device, which is based on a very advanced technology. But first, I have to complete the tasks of our mission and assist Aiden. Meanwhile, you can research what remains to be seen and then help us with our work, eh? He said, showing me the two lieutenants. Extremely happy at the thought that I would soon find out for sure about some very important aspects, I quickly headed for the left wall of the occult chamber where Truo and Nicoa Ray-Tilde copyright were working hard. Actually, that part of the room was imposing even from the very beginning because it had a massive superposed ensemble, like a library with many shelves, which stretched out on the left and on the back walls of the room. When I went nearer, I noticed that, in fact, those shelves were carved directly into the stone wall and they were very well polished. The height of each shelf did not exceed 15 centimeters, but each shelf stretched out on their entire wall and had five compartments, each separated by a wider stone column. But what attracted me straight away was the content of those shelves. I saw the thousands, maybe tens of thousands, of metal tablets ranged in perfect order at a distance of no more than 1 centimeter between them. The first impression was that of a huge library. But I immediately noticed that, in fact, the tablets contained no inscriptions and they were so even that they almost reflected an image, like a mirror. Truo and Lieutenant Nokoaro A-Tilde copyright were loading these tablets in special boxes that they had brought in the vehicles in which we traveled through the tunnel. I went near the first set of stone shelves and looked carefully. The tablets were perfectly aligned and in perfect order and they all looked identical. Just as was the case of the Bsky ensemble, I did not notice any dust or impurities here either. Everything seemed to be aseptic, perfectly clean and very well arranged. This amazed me from the very beginning, but I soon realized that the semi-organic film impregnated into the stone walls did not allow the accumulation of dust or the proliferation of other micro or macroorganisms. The incredible age of their construction and this aspect were the best proof of this. I tried to take a tablet from a shelf which was in front of me, but it would not TMT move. Amazed, I tried again without success. I then looked at Truo, who was doing the same thing except that he was able to take the tablets and give them to Lieutenant Nokoaro A-Tilde copyright, who arranged them in special superposed slots in respective boxes. I saw that, unlike me, the American officer was pulling the metal tablet straight to the outside and thus making it slide easily. I did the same and the tablet immediately came off from the shelf. Looking more carefully, I saw that each had a marking in the stone shelf containing a darker colored surface which I suspected had been specially treated or had magnetic ATM properties which stopped the tablet from being removed in any other direction than the perpendicular one. AO, the gradient of the force applied has to be in the same direction as the sign for removing the tablet, ATM Truro explained, a little academically. AO, otherwise, almost nothing can move them. Until now, we had not managed to figure out how they accomplished this. AI was switching the metal tablet on all sides without understanding anything. It looked a lot like a shiny silver cigarette holder with a side of about 12 centimeters and a thickness of about 7 to 8 millimeters. On the lower side, which slid out from the slot where it was placed, it had two thin parallel slits, but that was the only distinctive sign on the tablets. Lost, I looked at the huge number of tablets on the stone shelves. What was their purpose? They seemed to make up a gigantic library, but how could the information be read? I asked Lieutenant Nakohara to give me some explanations about this. AO, after the last expedition, we brought back a few dozen tablets in order to study them. Theatma made of platinum but also contains erconium equals and lanthanum. Apart from this, ATM is an element which can be essential as a storage medium but which is not in the table of elements on Earth. Pragmatically speaking, they are very valuable information depositories containing information from different times of the history of our planet as well as the universe itself. ATM is an absolutely classified secret and we ATMLL transport most of them back with us under a strict inventory. However, even if you wanted to change their place on a shelf, it would be impossible because each tablet recognizes its initial position perfectly. AATM, I was curious so I tried to put the tablet in a free slot, on a shelf, but it acted as if two magnets with the same pole were brought together. The slot rejected the tablet. Then, I wanted to place it in several other slots, but it was impossible until I tried it again with the slot from which I removed the tablet. It fitted and stabilized immediately. AO, okay. But how can you read the information they contain? AI asked Lieutenant Nakohara. AO, we did not TMT understand how it was possible either. Logically, there should have been a device that A reads ATM the encrypted information, but we did not TMT discover anything until, by mistake, one of the members of the expedition pressed vertically on one of the metal tablets. Then, at the level of the ground in front of the tablet, a hologram was suddenly projected. The hologram was quite high and displayed the corner of space. It was dynamic and showed a temporal process of rotation of a star cloud. I don't yet TMT know how they accomplished this. It was as if they filmed for a very long time through a very slow process and then played back the image at high speed. You get an overall understanding of the entire action. Then, we all stayed and watched it for about 2 hours, but the hologram did not TMT seem to be close to the end. The Americans needed more than 1 year to improvise an acceptable interface to release the holographic information from a single tablet. I noticed that it lasts almost 2 days without interruption. ATM is phenomenal. In order to finish seeing everything, we could spend hundreds or maybe even thousands of years watching, without any pauses, all the holograms displayed by the tablets in this chamber. As far as I understood, Theatma now searching for a method of a fast forward. ATM, if this is not TMT possible, then the only chance we have is to see them randomly. AI was looking thoughtfully at the huge data archive in that chamber. Personally, I preferred the tables in the projection chamber which were more easily accessed and contained interactive information. My intuition told me that the occult chamber had been built and equipped for a totally different purpose. It was like an AIN exhibit, it was still very important. Apart from being a universal archive, what was its true purpose? What determined that extraterrestrial civilization to build this underground construction, a true information and technology depository more than 30,000 years ago? I was thinking that the purpose of the occult chamber was to preserve a huge amount of universal information, and I could add to this idea the fact that the tunnel leading to this chamber had a strange nature that was halfway between the physical and the subtle worlds. Maybe this option was chosen in order to better protect the archive in the occult chamber against the rigors of time. I asked the two lieutenants what their opinion was in this respect, but they told me that nobody has a certain answer yet and that the expectations from information on the metal tablets are very high. Pressing on one of the tablets randomly, I felt something trigger. The metal tablet became slightly phosphorescent and behind me, a holographic image immediately appeared. The image was taller than me and projected onto an area of almost 3 square meters. It was the troubling image of a galaxy viewed from a higher point of reference so that the galaxy appeared somehow lower and towards the left side of the holographic image. It wasn't a TMTS spiral galaxy but an irregular one. The absolute black of the cosmic void around it gave me the creeps and a feeling of emptiness in my stomach. It was like an almighty terrible presence which seemed to swallow everything. I felt, even though not clearly, that there were great tensions in that galaxy. From time to time, I saw massive explosions which appeared as powerful luminescences in different points of the galaxy. They surely were supernovas. But the number seemed too high to me, even at the scale of cosmic time at which I supposed that cosmic image was applied. I was sure that something was wrong in that image. There was too much light that had the same intensity in almost the entire galaxy. Truo and Nakoara had also stopped working and were looking at the projection, astonished. Caesar way stalking to Aiden in the tunnel at the entrance to the occult chamber. It was becoming clearer to me that the holographic images somehow brought along with them a sort of subtle emotional charge corresponding to the images they displayed. For example, that image gave me a feeling of panic, suffering, and inner struggle. Something chaotic was happening in that galaxy as if things were out of control, but I imagined that there had to be a very well-defined meaning for encrypting that colossal event in the life of the universe. I guessed that I somehow witnessed the aether of a galaxy, but this was obviously a very violent end. I might have found out the terrible cause which triggered that colossal chain of events, which undoubtedly lasted for millions or tens of millions of years, but I preferred to stop the AE transmissioner by pressing the tablet once again. I needed to put my mind at ease. Energy, intention, consequences. Caesar then came back inside the chamber and headed towards me. With a single look, he understood what I was thinking about. Ao, in time, you'll learn to protect yourself from outside influences, either good or evil, he said to me, kindly. This protection must be viable and very efficient. It won't be enough for you to simply believe that you are protected by applying a certain technique. You must have a clear and well-defined sensation of a certain invisible energy 8 Mola TM which rejects any aggression or TM from the outside. This is necessary, especially at the beginning. After the vibrational frequency of your energy structure has become high enough, this protection comes naturally as a consequence of selection and inspiration of elevated vibrations from gross ones. But, in order to accomplish this, you have to acclimate TM your inner being very well. All aslaga TM must disappear. I have thought about this many times when I was more relaxed, I said. Ao, from what I read so far, I've reached the conclusion that a kind of a immunization at TM occurs when the lunar and solar energies in the human being are at balance. Dr. Xun used to tell me about yin and yang, but he added that certain fundamental rules of the universe, both moral and ethical, had to be respected. TMS true. A spiritually elevated person who has reached an energetic balance can TMT be touched by any negative influence, sorcery, charms or black magic. Furthermore, such a person can help those who find themselves in such situations and counteract such evil action against them. Therefore, the matter is simple. If your aura has an elevated frequency, if your orientation is beneficial, if your entire nature is balanced and TMS harmony between the yin and yang energies, then no magician or evil power can have any effect over you, not to mention any inferior outside influence, which can occur depending on the context. But why does this happen? After all, who can guarantee that those elements reject the evil directed against us? I asked, curious to find out the explanation. In the conditions I mentioned earlier, it is completely impossible for an evil being to exercise the slightest influence against you. The reason is simple. Later TMS say the energy frequency of your aura corresponds, metaphorically speaking, to the medium wave frequency. If your Rajarasa, through an act of black magic, transmits this energy through long wave frequency, which is inferior to medium waves, it will be impossible for him to affect you because the two frequencies cannot be in agreement. It is like you tried to weld wood on metal. These negative forces, when directed towards a superior human being, due to the elevated frequency of that persona TMS aura, will immediately rebound and return to the author of that action. This is called a rebound shock at EM, by black magicians. Of course, Thea TMLL try to avoid this terrible shock as far as possible by using certain methods when negative energies a rebound. ATM at RTMS something similar to a redirected phone call, if you know what I mean. But, eventually, they'll be inexorably confronted with this rebound effect which will be even stronger. When a black magician uses his diabolical knowledge against an elevated being, the evil energy he had subtly accumulated, like a sphere of evil force, will reach that beneficially oriented person but rebound just like a ball that hits a wall returns to its point of origin, which is, in our case, the black magician or sorcerer. Even so, I think they can get away quite easily, I said. The evil they wanted to cause is the one that returns to them, and thus it TMS compensated. Caesar smiled with indulgence. If it were that easy, black magicians would sleep more relaxed. But TMS not true. The rebound shock is one of the greatest dangers that black magicians or sorcerers are confronted with, no matter if the Atmer experts. The energy emission is instantaneous. But when it rebounds, it attracts similar energies which it takes over while returning to the source. If you want a more concrete example, it is just like an avalanche. If you take a snowball and throw it in the valley, it accumulates more and more snow and until it rolls down and becomes tens or hundreds of times bigger than its initial size. The same phenomenon will occur in the case of rebound shocks. The energy returning to the black magician will be maybe 10 times greater than the initial one he emitted, and this is why, after the impact, ATM they can even die immediately. In our database and in the archives of the department, we have some files with cases like this which we tracked closely but were not able to give them a viable solution for the mentality of our society. Some of the cases are closed. But, in reality, things are just as I described them. TMS a terrible death which the wizard brings upon himself. This is why many magicians who attack TM spiritually elevated beings die due to their own negative actions. As far as I understand, this principle can also apply to other evil actions which are not so radical, I said. Of course. There are certain persons, especially in the countryside who, generally speaking, are feared by normal people. They call these persons wizards. These wizards accomplish a whole series of evil actions unconsciously without knowing the laws of rebound shock. When they send an evil energy towards a pure and elevated being, that energy returns amplified and, in their foolishness, they can really think that the respective person whom they cast a spell upon or cursed with their evil energy has answered in the same way and they attack TM them. They imagine that the rebound shock is the answer of the attacked person. It is highly possible that the respective elevated person is not even aware that he or she was attacked by an evil energy. But, the energy that returns is the same energy sent by the wizard plus the energies of the same kind that are taken over by magnetism when the evil thought tree bounds. This a bird TM can even kill the magician. I felt my entire being shiver. I asked. But there are not many human beings who are so elevated and balanced that they can reject such evil attacks. Most people have at least a few breaches at TM which evil can penetrate. And then, for example, How do I know that ETMM being a attack at ETM by a black magician? There have to be some symptoms, don't ETMT AAA generally speaking, everything strange and repeated at certain time intervals can make you believe that something is not ETMT natural. For example, you fall and break a leg.